This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
How far out do you think we are looking until they finally do make an arrest with her? Or is there still a road for her to be like a state's witness or something if she's able to open up their eyes to other abuses that are going on in some sort of a ring?
So I'm thinking we're not going to see an arrest quite yet. And I have a few, again, pure conjecture, my point. I don't think she's a flight risk because I don't think she's got a whole lot of marbles rolling around upstairs.
Yeah.
And I think they have enough eyes on her to have that sense of she's not a flight risk as they do the investigation, because you want her to have enough freedom to do stupid things so they can get.
Yeah.
They are. You're paused. At the same time, though, her contacts, if she had any direct contacts with any purveyors of her trade, they're all going to have evaporated. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the challenge. But I think as soon as it looks like they get any kind of indication that she's looking to beat feet out of town, they're going to arrest her, because they at least have something. I guarantee they at least have some charges on her they can charge her with right now. There's no doubt they do. It's just a matter of, I think they're waiting to get as deep as they possibly can, exposing as many networks as they possibly can, and then they're going to undo the arrest.
Her digital footprint is going to be very interesting to see.
I agree. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to link it with his. And what I, again, my conjecture and theory here is that they're trying to they're probably looking at her like the Maxine Giswell, in the Epstein case.
Yeah.
You know, that like she was the facilitator of the heinousness that was going on in that house.
Yeah.
And they're trying to determine, you know, just at what degree that was happening.
Ghislaine Maxwell, Maxine Giswell.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's her twin sister that lives in Oregon.
Sorry.
But she's really, she's just into beet farming. She's, I'm kidding.
My apologies on the name. That's
no, that's, I would have done the exact same thing on that one, 'cause it's a weird name. But yeah, it's,
you know who I meant.
yes. It's going to be, very interesting to see, 'cause I think those text messages, all of that stuff is going to very much show a monster. That's my opinion, my conjecture on it. I don't think she had her head in the sand that much to not be aware of all these things.
And, those years. You know, to really emphasize the monster here is from what we saw this week too, with how she originally said that her daughter was uncomfortable at first sleeping with the boyfriend, and then she got more comfortable with it.
It's called conditioning. It's called grooming.
So she has reps in grooming. So you wonder how often she had groomed before.
That's It is. It's disturbing, and
hopefully, and got one more thing in there too. So part of what they're trying to do too is, because I remember in one of the cases I worked on this in similar light, you want to keep enough of an ability to interview her where she's going to share other victims' names, and so that's going to be part of this whole interview arrest. Plea deal and this whole process is to have her share victims' names so they can go rescue other kids and save them, given because I mean, there's this one horrendous case I worked, it was an espionage investigation, and espionage was a small part of what he had done. This individual had victimized and raped 60 kids.
Oh my God.
And part of the plea agreement we were trying to do was to have him share the actual true name so we could go rescue these kids and get them the counseling and therapy that they needed. So in order to do that, we needed to really strategize how to have that conversation where the shields aren't up and they block us out. So my guess is that they're trying to probably strategize the same thing here. Is you're not just trying to put her away. You're trying to save a lot of people.
And hopefully they're able to get some of that out of her and save some kids as they
100%
take them both down.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.